Hello, and welcome to the BlockRora Insights podcast. Today, we're diving into the exciting world of mobile decentralized applications, or dApps, and exploring how Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon are revolutionizing this space. We'll also look at how these blockchains stack up against traditional app development on Android, iOS, and Huawei, and discuss the potential for Web3 to enhance various industries. Let's start with Ethereum, the pioneer of blockchain platforms. Ethereum has a robust and mature ecosystem, making it a reliable choice for dApp development. It boasts an extensive developer community and a suite of well-established development tools like Truffle, Hardhat, and Remix. Ethereum's compatibility with the Ethereum Virtual Machine, or EVM, allows seamless integration with Layer 2 solutions like Polygon, enhancing scalability. However, Ethereum does face significant challenges with scalability. The network often struggles with congestion, leading to high gas fees and slower transaction times. Despite these drawbacks, its established ecosystem and extensive resources make it a strong contender for developers who prioritize maturity and reliability. Next, we have Solana, known for its high throughput and mobile-first approach. Solana can handle thousands of transactions per second, making it one of the most scalable blockchain platforms. This is particularly beneficial for mobile dApps requiring fast and frequent transactions. Solana's low transaction fees make it accessible for both users and developers. Solana's proactive stance in fostering mobile development is evident through initiatives like the Solana Mobile Stack, which supports mobile SDKs and frameworks. However, being a relatively new ecosystem, Solana faces challenges related to network stability. While it offers impressive scalability and speed, potential reliability issues need to be considered. Moving on to Polygon, previously known as Matic, which offers Layer 2 scaling solutions for Ethereum. This enhances scalability and significantly reduces transaction fees. Polygon's EVM compatibility ensures seamless integration with Ethereum's tools and dApps, allowing developers to leverage existing infrastructure and knowledge. With low transaction costs and robust resources, Polygon presents a compelling option. However, its security and functionality are closely tied to Ethereum, meaning it can inherit some of Ethereum's challenges. Now, let's talk about the potential for Web3 to quietly bridge the gap from Web2. The ability to integrate decentralized features into existing platforms is particularly promising for industries like e-commerce, social media, gaming, and finance. In e-commerce, integrating blockchain-based payment systems can ensure fast and secure transactions. For social media, decentralized identity solutions can enhance privacy and security. In gaming, blockchain can introduce in-game economies where players truly own their digital assets. And in finance, decentralized finance platforms can offer services such as lending, borrowing, and trading without intermediaries. Comparing blockchain-based mobile dApp development to traditional app development on Android, iOS, and Huawei reveals significant differences. Traditional platforms offer mature development environments and strong community support, whereas blockchain tools are still evolving. Accessibility and user experience are other areas where traditional apps currently excel, but platforms like Solana and Polygon are making strides to match this. One major hurdle for blockchain-based apps is the policy and regulatory bottlenecks on mobile operating systems. Android, iOS, and Huawei each have distinct policies regarding crypto and blockchain technologies. Google's Android platform, for instance, restricts apps that enable cryptocurrency mining on devices. Apple's iOS platform has even more stringent guidelines, which can delay or reject blockchain apps. Huawei, despite being newer, follows a cautious approach, focusing heavily on security and regulatory compliance. These restrictive policies can have far-reaching consequences, slowing down the adoption of blockchain technology in mobile applications and potentially hindering the growth of Web3. By creating barriers, these platforms risk falling behind in the technological race. In conclusion, the choice of blockchain for mobile dApp development depends on specific needs and priorities. Ethereum offers a mature ecosystem and robust resources. Solana provides high scalability and low fees, making it ideal for fast and frequent transactions. Polygon bridges the gap by enhancing Ethereum's scalability and reducing costs. Thank you for tuning into the BlockRora Insights podcast. For more insights and updates on the latest in blockchain and dApp development, visit blockrora.com. Until next time, keep innovating and exploring the world of Web3.